Jim Cannon. I, of course, am Jim Cannon, here serving you and serving our country for the people who believe in it. Today we are covering a topic that I know very recently has been a bit controversial, but we're going to go in deep because we're not afraid of it, and we're not going to censor anybody here. Of course, we are talking about lizard people, their involvement in the government, and what their plans are for the New World Order. As always, we're going to jump to our first caller here to get our first opinion. Caller 1, are you there?
Hey there, how are you doing today?
Caller 1, could I get your name, please?
Yeah, my name is Tim Dogface.
Mr. Dogface, nice to meet you, nice to meet you. I can tell you're another American patriot from that name.
Yeah, I'm out living in the American heartland of Green Teeth, Wisconsin.
Beautiful country there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've got our beautiful sites like the North Jacobs Dam and our very famous local attraction of Lenny the Wolf Who Can Type on a Typewriter.
Mr. Dogface, I'm going to interrupt you there, and I'm going to get right to the point. Do you have an experience with lizard people, either positive or negative?
Oh.
We want to hear it.
Well, I got to tell you, this is one of the biggest issues in my life right now. You know, my family, we're living out here. It's a pretty rural woods area, so it's very dark at night, surrounded, complete darkness, and very almost swampy terrain, so it makes the perfect hiding spot for lizard people. And,
sure.
You know, because I'll let my 4 and 5 year olds, we just let them go out there for hours at a time. And you know how they are. I mean, they've been behind so many things. They made Kelsey Grammer fall off the stage at that awards ceremony.
They're obviously doing a lot, and it's frustrating. And so I do want to get another perspective here. Caller 2, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Caller 2, could I get your name, please?
Absolutely. My name is Special Agent Bill Hickox of the FBI, and I do have another perspective to lend to this current conversation, and it is of the utmost importance.
Folks, we do occasionally get the prank caller in here every now and then. Of course, no special agents are listening to this program. We are an encrypted FM radio program that only true Americans are able to hear. This is likely my best friend, Shithead Billy. Shithead Billy, is that you?
Shithead Billy, unfortunately, this is not. Sir, I was able to find you on FM, it looks like 98.7 WHLL The Wall. Yes, I was able to find it in my Hyundai Elantra.
I'm sorry, you said Special Agent Bill Hickox.
Hickox, H-I-C-K-O-K-X.
And you are an agent of which branch of government, sir?
I'm an agent of the FBI. It is very important that I get to the information that I have.
Sure, go ahead. Spout your government nonsense for all of the sheeple in this country.
Absolutely, Mr. Cannon. Once again, I do believe that this will be of the utmost importance to you and your safety. Mr. Tim Dogface, I believe you said your last name was.
Yeah, that's me, but I gotta ask, how do we know you're not a lizard people?
That's a great point. That's a great point.
Excellent question, sir. To which I would...
What's your internal body temperature right
I
now?
Am currently, according to my government-sanctioned Apple Watch, at a solid 98.8.
Damn.
All right, well, that checks out.
Yes, thank you very much for checking, though. It is always good to be vigilant. Mr. Dogface, I'm seeing here that you live in Green Teeth, Wisconsin. Is that correct?
Yeah.
According to what you said earlier in the interview.
Yes.
Fantastic. And you also said you like to let your kids play in the backyard, is that correct?
Oh, yeah. You know, just the American way, like we used to do back in the 50s, you would send them out in the morning and hope they come back in the evening.
Yes. I heard stories from what my brother told me about my father. That being said, I do have information here that there is actually no hot-blooded organism within a 16-mile radius of that property. Is that true, Mr. Dogface?
Well, I
you mentioned your children.
Yes,
Dogface,
I mean,
you gotta answer the question.
To explain,
I apologize, I'll cut to the chase. I do believe, Mr. Dogface, that your property currently houses a shotgun shack, is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. I'm seeing right here on my God's Eye camera that you do have a, you have a We Love New York rug in the middle of this shotgun shack, is that correct?
It was on sale.
We all love
yes.
New York. It's a great American city.
No. Don't get my words mixed up on the national radio, sir. We don't Don't all of us. Some of us are.
A liberal hellhole. Let's say it for what it is.
Talk about how many lizard people are there and get my drift.
Yes, I absolutely get your anti-Semitic drift, sir. I do have to ask you this question, Mr. Dogface, and again, Mr. Cannon, I believe this is the utmost importance to you. Would you please recite your birthday for us?
Yeah, of course. It's January 1st, 1971.
Excellent. And your firstborn son's birthday?
Yeah. June 5th. I want to say what came out the year he was,
Excellent.
Year.
Excellent. And your daughter's birthday? Your younger daughter's birthday, please?
It's February 9th.
According to the information that I have pulled up here, you actually have an older daughter and a younger son. So those facts that I asked you were factually inaccurate, to which you answered factually inaccurately. Also, sir, I'm not seeing any sort of a birth date for you. I do not find any sort of a birth certificate for you either. In fact, the big thing that I'm seeing around your property line is about 16 miles of radiation mixed with moist wetlands that you currently live in with no one around you. I am seeing, though, about 476 cold-blooded reptilian and amphibian creatures showing up on my scans.
Oh. You're not saying.
Mr. Dogface, I believe we can give up the ruse.
Oh, you got me this time.
Oh, did we?
Oh, you Hickox, you must not have been briefed by your superiors, because you're not allowed to tell.
Well, actually, I have not been briefed by my superiors in about a week and a half, because currently nobody knows who my superior is at the moment. That being said, Mr. Cannon, I have a couple of questions for you as well. Could you please tell me your birthday?
My birthday? July 4th, 1776. Oh.
Do you remember the last vacation that you took?
I don't.
Hmm. Interesting. Could you please describe to me the dwelling in which you sleep at night?
Don't tell him.
Hey, you know what, Lizard Man? This is my show. I'm going to say what I want to say on the air when I want to say it. And I, very happily, will admit that I sleep in a race car bed in a small shack in my backyard.
Excellent. And the shack outside of your house, would you say that that shack also resembles something of a wetland?
Folks,
they've got us. And we must rise up now. Rise, my lizard people. Overtake them all.
Yes, Lord Scaly Face. It's our time to rise for action.
We're going to go to a commercial break. But when we come back, we will begin plotting our plans for the New World Order.
Always a pleasure to be on.
We'll be right back.